Well, good morning, Princess. How are you? Oh, come on. You shouldn't be this surprised. I mean, you were the one that kidnapped me in the first place, so it shouldn't be that big of a shock to see me again. It is kind of nice seeing you again. I mean, spent quite a while together. I mean, obviously, I was in your position, tied up, not able to move, and of course, naked. But I don't think I was that afraid. Good grief. Oh, you look absolutely pathetic. So, catching up here. Looks like you've, gained some weight. Got a little complacent since you kidnapped me. Yeah, looks like you've definitely let yourself go a little bit. Have the highlight of your life and then decide to say fuck it. What's that? Oh, yeah, I know. I have been losing weight. I've been going to the gym more, working out. Yes, thank you for noticing. Yeah, you're actually the main reason behind that. I believe the exact quote was, "I kidnapped you because you looked like a fat fucking whore." So yeah. So now I'm, you might say I'm still a whore, but what the fuck do you know? So now I'm a leaner, even stronger person, and we're gonna have a lot of fun today. Isn't that what you told me? Oh, we're gonna have so much fun today. Oh, yeah, and you whipped out that tiny little knife. I mean, this is a knife. Your eyes are so wide. Ah, oh, that tiny little thing you had of a knife. That was awful. Part of me felt like I had to act scared, or else you'd probably just kill me out of spite. Speaking of small things, your cock is pitiful. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. This is not for you. This is for me. This is me getting my revenge from a sick fuck who likes to abduct women and do whatever the fuck they want with them, and they think that they will have absolutely no recourse. They think that nothing will happen to them because they're a man and they've asserted their dominance and all macho, all that fucking bullshit. So here I am to cut you down to size. That's right, we're gonna do things my way. I promise, at least one of us is gonna have fun. Oh, you seem so scared. I mean, this big knife, I mean, it's just tracing all over your body. I mean, you traced that tiny knife all over my body, and I wasn't this scared. Of course, my knife is probably three times bigger than yours, and a hell of a lot sharper. But, I know. Those ropes. They're pretty tight, aren't they? You're also duct taped. Yep. Remember how I was able to wiggle out of the poorly tied ropes? Yep, I made sure that you wouldn't be able to go anywhere. I have you tied down with a rope and duct tape. And in case you haven't looked up since, or down since you woke up from your drugged stupor, your legs. Now you look, yeah. That, I know you know, is called a spreader bar. Your legs are spread wide. So that means I can do whatever the fuck I want to you. I mean, hell, right now, if I wanted, I could just take this knife and get right up against your cock and just slice your cock into little bitty pieces. You know what's strange? Your cock didn't even shrivel up with that. It actually got a little harder. You really are a sick fucking guy. So what have you been up to? That's what I thought. Not a fucking lot. You're so pathetic. I mean, I know I've seen you around. I have seen you following me. You are so pathetic. Shut up. I don't need to hear what you think. Unless I ask you, which even then it's going to be rhetorical. I think we both know that. You know, I think I have something here that will help shut you up. It's a gag of sorts, but there's also a dildo on the end. Now, normally, the dildo goes on the outside of the mouth so someone can fuck the face. But, since I'm in charge, this cock is gonna go down your throat and gag you. Oh, I know. Remember how I called you a cocksucker? I always knew it was true. Oh, please. You are not gagging on this tiny little dick. It is not that big. It's probably only like 8 inches. Come on now. Aw, such a good little slut you are. Taking all that cock down your throat. Aw, such a good boy. Stop moving and stop trying to push it out of your mouth. It'll only make things worse for you. Isn't that what you always said to me? It'll only make things worse. So, what do you think we should do next? I have you gagged. I have you spread and bound. Have you noticed that I'm wearing my gorgeous strap-on? I know you hadn't said anything, and even really looked around, but just like you, you've just been staring at my tits. I mean, they're not even out. I'm fully clothed. You are one of the most pathetic men I have ever seen or met. You are awful. You are horrible. You are a pathetic excuse for a man. I can't even believe that I even bothered to go through this, you know? I mean, you don't even really deserve this. I mean, you're such an awful human being. I should just report you. Or worse. Isn't that what you always said? The ominous or worse. Well, I'm just gonna go around you now and get a couple things. Don't you try to fucking move. I didn't tell you to do anything, did I? See, you do slowly start to learn. I'm surprised that tiny little mind of yours can actually comprehend and do things. I'm glad it's working out that way, but... Oh. You seem like you're getting a little nervous. I mean, I know my cock is probably about 4 times bigger than yours, but I'll attribute that to the fact that your cock is so fucking tiny. I mean, I don't even know how technically you fucked me with that thing. I mean, it's... pathetic. It seriously is. I mean, you can't even lie about that. So, I think for starters, maybe I'll start you out like this. Oh, this poor baby, think that hurts? That does not hurt. I didn't even hit you that hard. I mean, if you want, I can hit you harder, if that's what you really, really want. Really? Your skin is already red? Oh my gosh, maybe I've been working out a little bit more than I thought I have. Or maybe you're that much of a pussy that you can't even handle things. I think that's the more realistic option, don't you? You can't even handle getting beat up by a girl. 'Cause you're so much of a little pussy. Oh gosh, this feels really good. I mean, don't you think so? I mean, that tiny little cock of yours is really fucking hard. Why? Maybe I should start doing this to your tiny cock. Oh, look at you wiggling around like you think you can actually control anything that's going on here. You are just so cute. Oh, you are just adorable. So, let's see if I could actually do anything to this little tiny ass penis of yours. What do I have in my bag of tricks for you? Oh, I know you don't know what these are. I know. How'd that feel on your cock? Yeah, these are just simple little bamboo sticks when they're all clumped together. Yeah, they kind of fucking hurt, don't they? Would you rather feel what just one of them feels like? Oh, it hurts more? Is that what I heard from you? I mean, you were complaining so much with a lot of them that I thought that I would just go ahead and go with one. I was trying to be nice to you, but your cock twitches every single time I do that. It's like you like getting your cock and balls slapped and tormented. I guess you're even more of a little fucking perv than I thought. So I wonder if that means you would like it if I just squeezed your fucking balls and. Oh, yeah, I can see that look in your face that you just. Oh, you love this. Maybe I should squeeze a little harder and. Ooh, they're turning a nice shade of purple already. Oh. Maybe I get why you did this a little bit. It's really fun. Oh gosh. You're so cute. Well, not really, you're ugly as fuck, but it's cute to watch you struggle. Okay, so I think we're gonna move on to something else for right now. Hey, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. There we go. Look behind me and look at the table over there. Yeah, I have all kinds of butt plugs and big dildos and vibrators. And yes, I do have some things like paddles and wonderful things to torment your dick with. So, I am going to go over there. And I'll even let you choose if you'd rather have a butt plug or a cock up your ass to begin with. What is it? Tell me or I'll choose for you. That's another little saying you said to me, right? Either I'm gonna use your mouth or use your ass. Well, payback's a fucking bitch, and I'm the bitch to give you the fucking payback. Your time's up. I'm choosing. Oh yeah. I know you know which one I'm choosing. I can see it in your eyes. I actually had to order this special for you. Yeah, I couldn't even find it at any stores because it's so fucking big. I know. I mean, technically anything looks huge compared to that tiny little dick of yours. But I got this big butt plug specifically for you. I know, it's really big. I think it's technically called Big Red. It's literally the biggest one that I could find. Doc Johnson did a pretty good job on this one. I'm going to go ahead and give you a couple more options. I can either take the gag out and let you suck on this as well as you can to get it lubed up. I can either use the blood and pre-cum from your cock to lube it up. Or I can go in dry. Your choice. I mean, we both know what I would do. I mean, hell, that's technically what you did to me, right? He's like, oh, I'll just go in dry. But, of course, since you had already done shit, I was unfortunately a little lubricated. So that kind of made it better on me, because I have natural things to help me. But that little butt doesn't look like it's actually going to help you out any. So what will it be, my little slut? Come on, you need to make a decision, or I'm just gonna shove it right in your ass. No, nothing. I'm not even gonna give a second chance. I'm not even gonna give any thought to it. I'm just gonna shove it up your fucking ass, and if it kills you, whoops. Good. That's a very good decision you made there. But before I take the gag out of your mouth, we do have some rules. Technically, you can scream and thrash and all that kind of bullshit, but there's no one around here, so no one's gonna fucking hear you. Except for me, but I don't really give a fuck. So, there's gonna be no biting. No spitting. If you do that, then I'm just gonna say, fuck it, shove it back in your down your throat, and shove this back up your ass dry. So do we understand? Do we understand? Good. Thank you. There we go. See, this is gonna go so well for you. Remember, just be a good little slut for me. I didn't ask for you to say a fucking thing. Remember, I can still shove this back up your ass. I can shove it right up your ass dry and let you have all that fun with that. So what I thought, you little slut. This actually looks really funny. I mean, this is just so huge and your mouth. You're not really going to get a lot of mouth on that. But go ahead. Do with you what you can. I don't give a fuck if you can't reach it. You better fucking try. Because, I mean, this is as close as I'm going to give it to you. So either you get it wet, or we're going in dry, buttercup. See, I knew you could do it. Just had to fucking try. Just have to give a little bit of effort and... Oh, wow, you're actually going pretty deep on that. You really do love to suck cock, don't you?
Oh, I knew you're a fucking slut.
Oh, you're hilarious. Oh, boy. Okay, that should be enough.
I don't give a fuck what you think. I say it's enough, then it's enough.
So if you want, you can bend over, or I can just, shove. Okay. You're learning. Nice. So I'm actually gonna be a little gentle, just a little Okay. So, how does this feel? Wow, it's actually going in your ass a lot easier than I thought it would, but I guess that I hadn't thought about the fact that you're a little fucking slut that likes to take cock up the ass and down your throat. So, of course, this big ass toy would go right down your ass so easily. We're already almost to the end. This is supposed to be the biggest toy that I could find, and your ass is just swallowing it like a greedy fucking whore. I don't even think that big cock that I brought to fuck you with is even going to do anything to you. Well, that's just sad. I was really looking forward to that. I can't believe you. Can't believe that fucking butt plug is already shoved all the way up your ass. You are pathetic. Oh, and that little tiny penis is just rock hard. You're pathetic. I feel sorry for you. I'm stroking your cock, I know. I'm the one that makes the rules here. I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want, remember? My gosh, you're gonna come already, aren't you? Well, no, you're not. Oh, gosh. I mean, your cock is even smaller than I remember. How is that even possible? It's so pathetic. What was that? May you come? So, after what? 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes of us chatting and playing around, you're already basically assuming that I'm your mistress and going to be nice to you and let you come and do as you please as long as you ask your mistress, please, may I come? Yeah, no, that's not how this fucking works. This is not a dynamic here. This is me doing what you did to me. Remember how you kidnapped me and did whatever the fuck you wanted to me? This is what I'm doing to you. This is not a, role-playing situation. No, it's no. We don't have that type of relationship. I'm getting payback for what a sick fuck you are. For all this awful shit you did to me. Remember how you shoved that thing up my ass? Which thing? Yeah, whatever, dude. Oh, gosh. See, you are demented. You shoved so many things inside of all of me that you don't even know what fucking thing I'm talking about. You're awful. You know what? I'm gonna stroke your cock faster. Oh, I know. I see it in your eyes. I can feel it in your cock that you're really close to coming. That's why I'm stopping. 2 seconds of stroking your cock and you're already willing to come. You're pathetic. You are just absolutely pathetic. I don't even know how the fuck you worked up the balls to kidnap me in the first place. I mean, that was a pathetic display of dominance, and we both know it. Shut up. I will show whatever the fuck I want, wherever the fuck I want. So, you want to keep calling me names, which is cute because they don't really bother me anyway. I can go and get that big cock. I can go ahead and put it on and make you suck my cock. Yeah, remember how that worked? Yeah, remember that? See, I'd even be nice and I wouldn't even hold my big knife up to your throat to force you to suck my cock, 'cause I know you're a big fucking whore that wants to suck my cock anyway. Oh, don't even lie. We both know that you love cock. I'm pretty sure you even love cock more than pussy, so that would definitely make sense of why you fucked my ass instead of my tight little pussy. And there's the evidence. I mentioned pussy and your cock gets a little bit softer. See, you love anal and sucking cock and being covered in all that cum and your cock got harder. See, I knew it. You are so pathetic. You are an awful person. So here's my cock. I know how much you love it. I can already see it in your face. So come on, suck my cock like a good whore. Come on. I said, suck my cock. And if you're not going to, I think we both know you're going to. So just come on, go ahead, go ahead. Oh, there's a good little slut. And you're going right to town on sucking my cock. See, I've known that you've done this before. See, I knew it. There we go. Get all of my cock down your throat. There we go. That's a good little slut. Oh, what's that? I can't hear you because you're all the way down to my cock and I have your head held down there. Did you want to breathe or something? I mean, I don't know. I mean, okay, fine. You can breathe. I don't know why the fuck you need that to do that, but oh, your eyes aren't even filled with hate. They're just filled with love and the desire to please. And oh my, you're such a whore. And I never said to stop sucking my cock, so there we go. Oh gosh. I love watching you suck my cock. You're probably one of the better guys at it. Really? Your mouth hurts already? I know my cock is the biggest one you've sucked, but seriously. Hey, just be no, I'm doing what I want. I don't give a fuck if you want to continue sucking my cock. I have other plans for you. Bend over. I know, I'm such a nice person that I'm going. Yep, I'm gonna fuck your gaping. Holy shit! Your extremely gaping asshole. I mean, this isn't even gonna do anything, so I guess I'm just gonna have to shove it very hard into your ass and see if that does anything. Oh my gosh. Your cock is getting. Oh yeah, I can see how fucking rock hard that cock is as I fuck it deeper and deeper. You are pathetic. Oh, so you like it whenever I grab your balls and fuck your asshole super fucking hard and deep, don't you? Oh, you are such a pathetic waste of a man. Oh my gosh. Don't you fucking come. I can feel it in your cock. Don't you fucking come for me. Don't you fucking do it. I know. Oh, I know you want to come so bad. I know. Don't we all? I'm gonna keep fucking your ass and fucking it until you can't even walk. You're gonna have to fucking crawl everywhere because your ass is so sore that you can't do anything. You're just gonna be crawling and probably just huddled in bed for weeks because you're a poor little asshole. You're so pathetic. You know, I think I'm done fucking your ass now. I know you didn't come, but see, I still have one thing over on the table for you. Quit. Quit your bitching. I know you know what this is. It is a chastity device, yeah. I'm gonna put your tiny little penis in it. Here we go. There. I mean, well, it looks a little big for that tiny cock, but it should do. There we go. Oh yeah, this is the only key. I mean, I might accidentally lose it and oops, your cock could be locked up forever. He looks so pathetic. Okay, so I'm going to go and get myself something to eat and I'll see you later. I don't give a fuck. I might be back later. Hell, maybe I'll be nice and send some guys over to come and fuck you and let you suck their cock because I know how much of a fucking whore you are. But maybe I won't. Maybe you'll just be here to waste away to nothing. Maybe I'll see you later. Maybe I won't.